It is time now for The Innovators, a monthly segment on This Morning designed to shine a spotlight on innovators and entrepreneurs in our community. You can find all of our past episodes of The Innovators online on our website, chapelboro.com/The Innovators. Presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development Office, a whole bunch of great innovative businesses here in our community, including Blossom Farm. We have been following their work for the last couple of years, and we're excited to have Rebecca Sorensen here in the studio, local entrepreneur and owner executive director of Blossom. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about yourself and how Blossom Farm got its start. It's a cool story.
Thank you. So I'm Rebecca. I have three children. My oldest is Ramey, who's 26 and has a diagnosis of autism. In 2015, the state closed the school that he was a student at, and we sort of found ourselves in this space of trying to figure out what our next steps were going to be. And for Ramey, due to his set of circumstances and his situation, we decided that we would put him in a position where he could take that step into his adulthood and move towards his greatest independence and joy. And one of the things that we had learned during our previous days as homeschooling parents was that Ramey really enjoyed farming and he loves to be outside. And so we decided that something that we could help him create to connect him to his community and to land and to meaningful enterprise was we could start a farm. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did. We created a signature bouquet. We call it our Good Karma Bouquet. It's a way for Ramey to invite the community to be a part of the celebration of uniqueness of humanity for all people. Our Good Karma Bouquet is for everyone that we sell, we donate one to someone in the community who's nominated by another community member for the good work that they've done that often goes unnoticed or uncelebrated. And the person who grows and cultivates and delivers those flowers is my son, who has a diagnosis of autism. So the other thing that we're really trying to sell and promote is the message that just because someone has a disability, it doesn't mean they don't have something beautiful to give back to their community and to the world.
I love the idea of the Good Karma Bouquet, because one purchase is helping, is making life a little bit brighter for probably four people. One person buys a bouquet, gives it to another person, a third person nominates a fourth person, and like, it's really just spreading the love in a really, really cool way to a whole bunch of people all at once. And I love it when people come up with ideas like that.
Thank you. It's pretty wonderful. We have it brings a lot of meaning and a lot of joy to our work.
Yeah. And I also love hearing stories like Blossoms, because there's a few of them around of organizations, businesses, nonprofits, and things like that that get started from kind of unfortunate circumstances, like a school closes down and people are kind of left out and need to figure out what to do next. And out of that comes this incredibly cool and innovative and exciting thing that's helping a whole bunch of people all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we live in such a wonderful, progressive community. The reason Blossom has been able to be so successful is because we live in Chapel Hill and are surrounded by Orange County, Durham County, Alamance County, people who've really gotten behind the work that we're doing and the mission of our work. And it's been amazing.
Where is the farm?
So we are in Western Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. So we're out off of 54 as you go towards Saxbaugh. We're literally 3 miles from the Alamance County line, just barely in Orange County.
What makes Chapel Hill a good home?
Chapel Hill is progressive enough to want to support a socially motivated. It's important to people who live in Chapel Hill to support socially motivated businesses. Mm. And we have just made some really wonderful connections. I think because we're in close proximity to UNC, to Duke, to Elon, we're surrounded by people who are, you know, constantly learning, constantly innovating, and looking for ways to really grow and build our community in ways that are meaningful for everyone, including our most vulnerable.
Speaking with Rebecca Sorensen of Blossom Farm. Beautifulblossom.com is the website. That's B-L awesome. Beautifulblossom.com. Go there and find out more. You got a new Renaissance Fair project? What's that about?
So one of the things that I love a lot about Blossom is how it has provided access to meaningful work and connection for Raimi. Some facts that people maybe don't know about farming is that in North Carolina, especially in July and August, it's really hard and very uncomfortable on the body. And so access for folks, especially folks with disabilities, to engage in that kind of work can be challenging because it's tough. It's not a joke. It's also, you know, access to land is expensive. There are 10,000 small farms in the Piedmont, so there's a lot of competition. And small farms have small crews. So there's not a great opportunity for scaling up and bringing more people in to come and work with us. So as a macro social worker, it's important to me to think about the big picture and systems change and how can we create things that can support a larger number of our folks with disabilities in the community. And so this dream I've had for some time is that we build a Renaissance Fair. And not just any Renaissance Fair, but a mission-driven Renaissance Fair that provides a framework for training individuals who want to provide support to people with developmental disabilities. And that's a huge health crisis that we're experiencing right now, is that there's such a shortage of direct support providers. And so a lot of our folks who are able to receive community-based supports and services because they have funding through a Medicaid waiver, still can't access those supports and services because the providers just don't exist. They're not out there. And so we are wanting to create something that is unique and innovative and draws the community in and provides a way for people who are interested in this work to get involved in it and to learn more about it and to be empowered to do it well, because we're going to do it through this project-based, hands-on, fun,
cool
training program.
So what's it gonna look like? What's it gonna...
So in 2019, I got together with two other families and we purchased a 20-acre piece of property just off of 54. It's actually right next door to Steel String Brewery's new tap
Pluck
room.
Farm.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Good place.
So we own the 20 acres right next door to them. It's a beautiful old dairy farm. It has a loop already. It's like a driveway trail it's not been used for a long time, but it's already kind of carved into the landscape, and it's back in this really lovely wooded part of the property. We took down an old house and six outbuildings, and we're building a community center.
Wow.
And 20 cabins.
Wow.
Small cabins that we will lease out to folks who want to come through and camp during the months of January. During the whole year, except for the month of October. And in the month of October, we would lease those cabins to folks who want to vend at the Renaissance Fair.
Okay.
And the way that will work is that we'll take a cohort of individuals, probably five individuals with disabilities, five individuals who want to work with folks with disabilities, and then we'll invite the community to come in and participate in this Renaissance Fair, and we'll hire local educators who are skilled in the world of costume design, theater, cooking, marketing, music, grounds maintenance, construction, all the things that you need to put together to build a successful Renaissance Fair. And we'll do a training program from January through September, and then we'll go live with the Renaissance Fair the weekends of October. We see the Renaissance Fair as serving as a sort of final exam,
mm-hmm,
for the folks who go through the program, and it'll decide, you know, if maybe they're good to go, or they need more support, or maybe this just isn't a good fit,
right,
for this person.
Is the first one this year?
No.
Next year? Okay.
No, we actually, I'm talking about all this like it's happening right now, but we're still, we submitted our special use permit application a few weeks ago.
Gotcha,
we just
gotcha.
Had our neighborhood information meeting, okay, and we go before the Board of Adjustment on July 12th.
Awesome.
So it'll be after that date that we'll know for sure if we have the thumbs up.
That's
to move
such a
forward.
Cool idea, though. I love,
yeah,
it.
Thanks.
I also love hearing you tell this story, because I've always wondered what is done with the land during the 50 weeks when the Renaissance Fair is not going on.
Right.
That's
right.
I've been fascinated by that.
Yeah.
Question.
Well, we have to be sustainable,
right,
as well. So trying to think of like a nice way, some way that, you know, respects the rural integrity of the property and is mindful of our neighbors, and but is also, like, we can work on hospitality skills. It's also a way that we can provide employment and training and, you know, a continuum for some folks who are in our community who need that kind of employment.
Speaking with Rebecca Sorensen again, beautifulblossom.com is the website, BL Awesome. Beautifulblossom.com is the website for more information about Blossom Farm. Can people go there, or will people be able to go there eventually for info on the Renaissance Fair too?
To my website?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. There's okay. already a page. If you go to awesome. The Blossom website, there's a Renaissance Fair page, and we're working on creating a whole Renaissance Fair website. The fair is actually it's a program operated by the Southeastern Social Care Collective, which is a local nonprofit that leverages community culture and resources to create innovative programs for vulnerable populations.
So go there and get more information about the Renaissance Fair. Order those karma bouquets as well, because they're always available. Got to start wrapping up. What does the future hold for you other than all of that?
I have some ideas.
Okay.
But I mean, what I would really love to do is to be able to get a lot of our graduate students in social work and in education and in occupational therapy to come out and participate in the nonprofit and in the programs. And I would like to offer the nonprofit as a space for to incubate programs that future social workers are interested in and putting together and putting out into the world.
Again, beautifulblossom.com is the website. Go there and find out more. Looking already forward to the Renaissance Fair in the near future. Rebecca Sorensen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.